Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. There goes Schult. The throw from Grubb to Appling, and Schult is out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Blue reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Grubb scores. Funk goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Hayes scores. Sullivan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy has Blue trapped. There's the throw to Bengo and over to Storti, who tags Blue for the out. Appling moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Appling scores. Grubb scores. Jones moves to third. Funk moves to second. It's 5-0. White Sox. Bob Cooney now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones scores. Funk moves to third. two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Funk scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Schult scores. Burns moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bengo hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling bunts towards the mound. Cooney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to third. Blue moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Kress scores. Blue moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Blue scores. Appling moves to third. Grubb moves to second. It's 9-2, White Sox. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Grubb moves to third. One out. It's 10-2, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Bango and he is safe. Funk steals second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groove scores. Funk scores. It's 12-2, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing left field. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Levy trying to get to third. Kress throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Levy for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schulte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kimsey moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Levy, and into shallow left field. Blue reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 12-3, White Sox. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 0-for-2 in the game. Bango hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Schult now catching. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Jones reaches second base with a double. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 13-3, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Schult and he is safe. Funk steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to third. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kimsey, and towards Melillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk scores. 2 outs. It's 14-3, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kimsey strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. Blue bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Kress scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 15-3, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Jones covering. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goslin scores. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. It's 15-4, White Sox. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Schult reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's 15-5, White Sox. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Funk bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Hayes bunts towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got five RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.